ready for whatever thrown at me. So I'm excited to be. Got things going last week, and just be back out there with the team. You know what I mean? It's tough being out, so just be back out there is exciting.
With everything that's happened, all the hamstring stuff, how good is it to come in and feel good on a Wednesday?
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. It's something that I guess a lot of people would overlook if you didn't have the hamstring problem. So, but, you know, I'm feeling good. Just want to, you know, continue my routine and get ready for the Browns on Sunday.
Cecil, considering how much work you put in, I mean, you've gone through so much. Help put it into perspective for people who maybe don't understand everything you've had to go through to come back and be out on the field this past Sunday.
I don't know if you could, if I can put it into words, but it was, you know, it was highly frustrating. You know what I mean? You know, it's the obvious, you know, it's my last year in the contract. It's, I mean, so much stuff going on. The fact the team's depending on me to step up, you know, improve and make plays and just to not be out there. You know what I mean? It was tough. It was tough. But I think I learned from it. I think I grew as a man from it. And, you know, I think I'm a better person from this. But I got to continue to stay in my routine and continue to be healthy.
How excited would you be for us next week not to ask you about it anymore?
You guys can ask whatever you want, man. It's your job to ask, my job to answer. So,
but it would mean that you've had a couple of good weeks then.
It would. It would. So, if you feel like not asking me next week, I'd be great.
You got a guy throwing for 300-plus yards, too. I mean, you know, ball in the air a lot last week. I mean, watching him grow also has to be exciting, sure.
Yeah, five is special. I think you saw that the last couple of weeks, you know, over, I don't know, close to 70% completions. I mean, 300 yards the last couple of weeks. He is something special, the way he moves in the pocket, extend plays, run. You know, I think management did a good job of, you know what I mean, getting him in here. So he's exciting to play with. He's fun to play with. And, you know, I think you'll see a lot of good stuff moving forward.
He's playing well. We all saw that last week. Then what does it take to get over the hump? What does the rest of the offense have to overcome to get it to fruition?
You know, we gotta execute on our side of the ball. When the ball an opportunity's come, you got to make the plays. And if it's in the run game, get the run game going. Receivers make sure they're blocking outside. Line make sure they're blocking. You know, quarterback make sure he's making the right mic call. If it's, you know, he's throwing the ball, our job to make the tough catch or, you know, make the routine play, whatever the case may be. And no turnovers. We can't have, you know, fumbles on the five, an interception because of a slip route. You know, we can't have stuff like that to kill. That kills drives. So I think last week we were in – move the ball well. We were in their territory numerous times and then come out with points a few times, and we can't have that. We can't have that to be a potent and a good offense.
Hometown guy, Cecil, playing the Browns has to be special, just in general, right?
Yeah, man. Growing up in Cleveland, all I know is Cleveland. I love the Browns, the Indians, the Cavs. So, speaking of the Cavs, but anyways, you know, it's always fun to play against them. And, you know, this brings a little more excitement.